All right, well, it's my special honor and privilege tonight. We're going to start off with an amazing testimonial. And this gentleman is an Ice the Body Challenge finalist. He is a Team Success member, and he is also a math and PE teacher who hails from the amazing city of the Greater Toronto Area. And he just recently welcomed his third child. He's on parental leave, and during that time, he is not using that time to sit there and you know, just let everything go. In fact, he's working on his body and his mind. So with that, I would love to welcome Ice the Body finalist from Year's Kickoff, Mr. Jason Schneider. Jason, are you with us?
Jason.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yay, Jason.
Okay.
There you
go. I don't know. I had my earphones on, so I don't know. I just got back from Disney, like literally like half an hour ago. So yeah, we just got back with the big family vacation. So sorry for that.
It's like winning the Super Bowl. Where are you going? Disney. It's like Ice the Body finalist. I'm going to Disney. So how
is Disney? Oh, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. It was crazy with the kids, like three kids, five and under. So it's still fun time. So yeah, thank you so much for having me on the call. Like, it's an absolute honor to be on here with you guys. You're just an absolutely incredible leader, and I just really respect you so much. So it's great to be on.
Well, thank you. The privilege is ours. And as you know, Dr. Paul Anderson is watching this too. And I know he's going to have some insight on why someone can do this with Isagenix. But why don't you tell us about your Isagenix journey, and how did you go from this guy on the left to, you know, this 8-pack ab superhero math and PE teacher, father of three?
Yeah, well, you know what? I would say prior to starting Isagenix, I had what appeared to be like the perfect life. Like, finished my degree, went to McMaster, did kinesiology, got married to my beautiful wife, Sarah, bought a new house, and started my career teaching. And like, it looked like I had everything all together, but really inwardly, like the stress of having that new home, the stress of having the marriage, like the bills and everything like that, and like having that new job, it just got to me. And like, I was exhausted. I just lost my passion for sports too. Played a ton of sports in high school and just lost that passion. And just, I had no energy at all. And I was just sitting on the couch, and the couch is right behind me right there. And I would just crash there at the end of the day. But luckily, like, Sarah and I were introduced to Isagenix from a mom that was in her fitness classes. And because she was pregnant at the time, she was the one who was telling me to do the nutritional cleanse. She's like, you got to give it a try, because we got to see if this is actually for real, if it's legit. And honestly, it was within days, that my energy came back and decided that, you know what, it's time to start exercising again, because I had that newfound energy again, like a refound energy. And I can't believe, like, 4 years later and 8 Ice the Body challenges later, that I'm a finalist. Like, it's just, it blows my mind. And just the journey, like, I love the fact that I've inspired so many people just to take action and really getting those daily actions that add up, and just inspiring people to live the life that they want to be living. Right. So yeah, I think it's amazing.
I love what you said. You know, from the outside, it looked like I had everything going. And I want you guys to think about this. Do you know people that outwardly it seems like they have it all together, but maybe inwardly they're struggling, like Jason shared? And Jason, you know, this transformation, I know as a teacher, I used to teach myself what a role model you are to your students, especially to your family. I'm sure Sarah is thrilled with the results.
That's why we have number three.
Yeah, that's why we have 5 kids. So, you know, keep up, brother, keep up. let me ask you, I know people want to know specifics. So what was your Isagenix product regime to hit this goal?
Is there a product that I don't use? Like, let's be honest right now. Like, it would take you guys, like, I have it all together, but I would wake up first thing in the morning. I'm a morning workout. Like, I love to work out first thing in the morning. So Ionix before my workout, as well as I do recover and power before, like, strength training. So I'll do that before. And then an eShot, like, usually do some journaling, just kind of just goal setting and that type of stuff. And then I'll have my eShot right before my workout. But I do, like, HIIT training. I train in the basement right here. It's like 30 to 40 minute workouts, and it's before the kids are awake because really I'm not going to get my workout in otherwise. So we've got that in common, obviously. Yeah. And then right after a workout, big shout out to Dr. Paul Beyondich with his like post-workout recovery shake. I do Isolene Pro with, again, Recover, greens, ionics, and fruits in that. And then typically an hour later, I'll do like that same shake again. And right after the workout, I also have like my Ageless Essentials with Product B, obviously, right? So, and then it's, I'm doing 3 to 4 shakes a day plus a BBB before bed. So, and usually a bar too. So getting in close to 180, 190 grams of protein per day.
That is awesome. And so many people think that to get that lean, they basically have to starve themselves. And what I'm hearing is 3 to 4 shakes a day, plus a bar, plus a bedtime belly buster, plus how many solid meals are you eating?
Snacks here and there, like in between meals. Yeah. Try to keep them balanced. And then definitely one big solid meal, usually with the family around 5 o'clock. So a lot of lean meats, a lot of like fish. Yeah, just getting the omegas and stuff like that. I found that's been good. And I really don't calorie count. Like I do not care. Like that healthy meal, like I'm eating until I'm full, basically. And just as long as there's a good portion of meat, and as many veggies as I want. And yeah, so, but then cleansing, obviously, like cleansing is huge, right? Like you need to do that. So, I cleanse at least once a month. I still like to do the 48-hour cleanses, and leading up to like, obviously, like before I'm like, hey, I was doing like a 9-day kind of strict 9-day, with extra shakes on the shake days. But, yeah, those 48-hour cleanses are where you get like the biggest results. So,
Jason, that's phenomenal. Who's learning something from Jason right now? Go ahead and chat in the chat box. Based on what you're learning, Tina Miller wants to know, do you do recover before or after your workout?
I do it both before and after.
And so, NOX, they're asking about that.
I do that because I work out first thing in the morning, like around 5:30. Typically, I'll do that before bed. But it just depends on the day. Like if I'm doing a leg day where I know that, it's going to be a harder workout, then I'll do NOX before bed. But it's not an everyday thing. So, I would like to be an everyday thing, but it's more for, but also if I also have a Orange Theory membership too. So, every once in a while I'll do, that NOX like 2 hours before going to Orange Theory.
That's awesome. So guys, they're asking for more specifics. So Jason, I can let you chat that as we bring out our special guests. And I cannot thank you enough. Final question. What do you want to say? I see Maura Lustig is here. She's an Isobody Challenge finalist and so many others. Jason, what do you want to say to everyone who hasn't entered the Isobody Challenge yet? You've done it 8 times.
I don't see why not. Like, honestly, you got to be a product of the product. In terms of like, if you want to grow your business, you have to be a product of the product first. And talking to some of the team at Isobody, there was in my judging period, there was 12,000 completions, and there was close to 60,000 in that calendar year. So you got to figure there's about a 30% completion rate. So A, if you're not in Isobody, you need to be a product of the product. So you need to get started and you need to do an Isobody. B, start, complete it, right? So you have to complete the Isobody challenge. Even if you take that $200 product certificate and use it as samples, donate it to charity, whatever it is that you do with that, just complete it. Like you have to complete the Isobody challenge. It's a no-brainer. Like literally, like photos before, photos after, and a 500-word essay, if that. Like you can write, I finished my Isobody challenge and submit it. They'll take that. Like it doesn't matter. And then really repeating it is where it comes down to. It's the start, complete, and repeat, and do them over and over again. Like I'm finishing my 9th right after Raw KO. So I'll keep doing them for life. And just because I'm a finalist doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing them because I've got big goals. And I think it's great to hold you accountable. So, yeah,
just because I'm a finalist, I'm not going to stop doing them. And I know that, and thank you, Jason, so much, because I was so grateful you said yes to come on, because so many people think, oh, you know, Ice to Body Challenge, I've done one. You've got to keep on going. I know Bobby Angel is here from Ottawa. I think Bobby is on his third or fourth Ice to Body Challenge. You know, I know Maura keeps going back to back Ice to Body Challenges. And Maura, I was showing your bikini picture to someone on Saturday at a birthday party, just so you know. And that's the power, and it's that integrity, being a product of the product. So thanks so much, Jason. Raw KO, that's a new acronym. We've been calling it like just raw and stuff, but yeah, Raw KO, I like it. I will see you in there.
Can't wait.
And it was great to see you at New Year's kickoff. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, guys, Jason can answer questions in the chat that you have, and I want to bring out this special, amazing human being. And this gentleman is a board-certified medical doctor. He is also a diplomat of the American Academy of Pain Management. He is the founder of the Natural Pain Relief Centers. And on top of all of his accolades, really, he is truly one of the smartest people I know. If you are drawing on the screen, don't do that, because we can all see it. Thank you. This gentleman, you know, just on a personal level, my kids call him Uncle Paul. He stays at my house, and he's indeed the person that if I end up in a coma or whatever, he decides whether they pull the plug or not. So that's how much I love him. And that's a true story. So with that, I'd love to welcome Dr. Paul Anderson. Paul, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Susan. Jason's story was amazing.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to ask you about that as we're going through this topic, because I know, Paul, in your career, you have seen so many nutritional modalities. You are a masterful formulator yourself, formulating the Ice to the Life, the pain and joint formula, and you've seen all sorts of formulations. And in your professional opinion, just based on what you see with Jason, you know, the shape he's been able to get in just working out, say, 30 to 40 minutes a day, you know, how much do you feel Isagenics contributes to that versus trying to do it without a product line like Isagenics?
Well, that's a tough one, because he you can hear his mentality. I'm not going to quit. There's a couple of things that are really, really smart. He keeps to the same routine because he's got to work around the kids. So he knows to get up early, do it in the morning. And there's no kids, no distraction. And doing high intensity training, we know that that really boosts growth hormone. So that's huge. And then on the supplement side, the latest study from Skidmore with Dr. Paul too, showed that athletes do have improved performance and lean muscle mass and less fat as a result of adding Isagenics to their exercise. Now, he did a different type of exercise, only did some HIIT. But the idea of adding the Isagenics with that type of regimented exercise is really going to give you great results. The other thing is, he also got the same amount. He did a lot of things we're going to talk about tonight. One of them was getting the same amount of sleep each night. Very, very smart, Jason. That's because you're Canadian, eh?
and from Ontario. And on top of that, our new Dr. Paul is last name Asperio, so we can't even say Dr. Paul A. We're going to have to
call Dr. Paul too.
Yeah, Dr. Paul, too. That's it. You're the first. He's the second. All right. Well, Paul, I know you have prepared a training for us tonight, and I'll be clicking your slides for you. But why don't you just go ahead and take over?
Well, we're going to do this together, you and I, because I know you so well. So we put together 7 secrets to a healthier, happier, and leaner you, which was Jason's already inspired many of you to be healthier, happy, and leaner. Susan was debating me, do we actually have 7? And we do have 7. So next slide, please. So it's interesting. So Jason, the first thing he talked about his routine was what he did before he went to bed, and also when he got, you know, what time he got up in the morning and that regimented sleep. So we're going to spend the first part of this talking generically. We're not going to talk so much about product because I want to be able to give you the complete information without having to worry about the regulatory agencies around the world, particularly the U.S. and Canada. So sleep is number one, and most humans need between 6 and 12 hours. The average human needs about 8 hours, and you have to get the 8 hours of deep, restful sleep, which means you don't wake up more than one time, and you wake up in the morning ready for the day. Now, just like Jason was talking about, he was ready for the day. He's ready to rock. He's working out. We're not all larks like Jason. Some of us are owls, and we're not up quite so early. But the idea of getting enough sleep and getting to those stage 3, stage 4 is where we produce our growth hormone, our anti-aging hormone, the one that puts on lean muscle mass and burns off fat and thickens your bones. If you don't get to the deep levels of sleep, or your sleep is inconsistent and you're running and you're not getting enough, your growth hormone production will decrease. Cortisol, your aging hormone, will make you fatter. It'll actually eat your lean muscle mass. It'll destroy your bones. So sleep is a foundational part of a healthy program, whatever it is. And what I love, I mean, Jason is following this, and humans really need the same amount of sleep each night. I know some of you have families, you have young kids and so on. Obviously, you'll do your best. But I will tell you, pharmaceuticals will not give you deep levels of sleep. And that's one of the problems, is they give you shallow sleep and you don't get the growth hormone, you don't get the brain nutrients and the neurotransmitter rebuild. And we also now know that the gut and the brain spend a lot of time talking to each other, especially when you're sleeping. And if you're not getting your sleep again, you're going to disrupt your gut bacteria. So pretty important in terms of your health. But I'll give you one little study. They took identical twins for 30 days, and they woke one up after 5 hours or less, and the other one they let sleep all the way through the night. And we had a lot of grumpy twins at the end of the 30-day study, but the ones that got woken up early gained 5 pounds of pure body fat. 30 days. Didn't change calories, didn't change exercise, didn't change anything. So realize is that sleep is really important. It's going to go hand in hand when we talk about stress management, because if you're getting a good night's sleep, then usually you're managing your stress a little better. And it's interesting, Jason didn't talk, if you looked at his body type and you looked at him afterwards and he talked about stress, it would be interesting if we asked him if he's around later, how is his stress now? Because I have the feeling he's not as stressed as he was. It's one of his reasons for his transformation. It wasn't just the working out, and it wasn't taking the supplements. He was getting good night's sleep. But I bet you his stress has reduced dramatically. Next slide, please. Unless you want to comment on sleep there, Susan.
Oh, you know I do. So when I was practicing nutrition in Canada, I had many clients who were having trouble sleeping, and I wanted to do a quick litany of hacks on things you can do. And studies are supporting that looking at screens within the hour of when you're trying to fall asleep is quite detrimental. So not looking at your phone, your laptop, television, whatever, shutting those screens down, picking up a fiction book or a personal development book or whatever, but going off to sleep that way is going to be much more deep and restful. There are some people, myself, my personal doctor in New York, who are really big advocates of like EMF blockers. So you can get a good EMF blocker that will block out the electromagnetic frequencies. And then from the nutrition side of things, I recommend when I came up with the idea of the bedtime belly buster, that notion of putting protein in your body, especially putting the whey protein that Isonax uses in your body, using Isopro before bed, it's wonderful for your body. Your body is doing the most repair work as you sleep. It's very calming. I recommend using the vanilla. Don't use chocolate. For a lot of people, chocolate is very stimulating, though Paul and I have a friend, Bruno, who can drink like 3 cappuccinos before bed and go off to sleep, but that's not everyone. Furthermore, Dr. Michael Colgan formulated for Isagenix the sleep spray, and using that, I know my husband has a sleep cocktail he uses, and as soon as he takes it right out, and you don't have to use the sleep spray every night, but as we age, our body's ability to naturally produce melatonin decreases, so using some sleep spray and some Ionix can be a great way to go. And one other quick tip for you that, you know, I also recommend just in terms of a restful sleep, mindfulness, deep breathing, coming up with a routine. Jason mentioned journaling in the morning. Sometimes it's good to journal at night just to get all of those thoughts downloaded. And I know for myself that I really do aim during the week to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Our kids get up early. I get up between 4:30 and 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, 9 o'clock at night, I'm done. I'm not doing calls. I'm going to bed. And I want to shout out to Bobby Angel, because he knows I've been kicking his behind to sleep. And I literally said, he's like, I'm doing this. And I said, Bobby, you're not sleeping and you're not going to lose body fat. And Bobby has pushed his bedtime earlier and earlier. And guess what? He's dropping body fat. So thanks, Paul, for sleep. Number one, let's go to number two, healthy eating.
One would think this was obvious, but apparently not to the general public. It all comes down to is eating large amounts of fruits and vegetables. Interesting, again, Jason was talking about he snacks throughout the day, fruits and vegetables, healthy snacks, and he has the one large meal. But the idea of getting those antioxidants, vitamins, minerals into you throughout the day is really, really critical. It was a very interesting study that came out of all places, the Maritimes, and said that was a higher risk factor for heart attack was the lack of vitamins and minerals than cholesterol having anything to do with heart disease. The first time I saw it in print, we know it's true in research. So that's just an example of why it's so important. The challenge you're going to face in Canada now, especially even if you eat organic, there's not a vitamin or mineral in the country, unless you're not lucky enough to get greenhouse organic. So even if you're an organic eater, just a healthy tip here, you've got to get all the phytonutrients you can from your food, but you are going to have to use an additional vitamin supplement. And at that point, I'll turn it over to Susan because I know she's dying to share.
Well, as Paul knows, I'm a massive advocate of low inflammatory eating. And a lot of our foods are inflammatory, especially if they're artificial. So whole food eating is very, very important. So imagine when I used to train bodybuilders, I had them. And when I did Miss Fitness competition years ago, we went liquid, solid, liquid, solid, liquid. So having your shake in the morning and then, you know, say 2.5 hours later, having some kind of solid snack. So Paul's allergic to nuts. So if you're not allergic to nuts, think like raw organic almonds, an organic apple, some hummus, some raw veggies, even something like a coconut yogurt. I'm not a fan of anything glutinous, so I don't recommend doing any complex carbohydrates as a snack at that point, but then going into, say, another shake or then lunch and then having a solid carb at that time, a sweet potato or brown rice, something that's going to have a lot of fiber in it. You need fiber to lose body fat, a minimum of 30 grams of fiber every single day, lots of vegetables. And the Framingham study, which is one of the most famous long-term studies on cardiovascular health, looked at the eating patterns of people. And what they found is having 5 to 7 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables a day. And oh, you know, this is not a claim. Oh my gosh, Susan Fly said eat fresh fruits and vegetables would mitigate a lot of health risks. So you can look at that study, the Framingham study. So even with your kids, I know Renee has her little toddler, and there are many of you who have kids like I do at home. So we work every day. You know, what did you eat at lunchtime? Because two of our girls, they have lunch at school. And today it was, I went back for thirds, mommy. I had mandarin oranges and I had broccoli, and I went back for thirds. And I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? You know, you ate too many mandarin oranges and broccoli. And then Emery had an apple, banana, carrots, broccoli. And then she went back for more broccoli. I mean, the more your kids may not be healthy eaters, but the more healthy food you give them, the more they're going to crave it. At nighttime, if you want to lose body fat, you should not be eating starchy carbohydrates after 2 in the evening. So if lean proteins, Paul has a great plate here, lots of salads, salmon. I have recently made the decision when I got sick last fall, I started to introduce some animal protein again. So egg whites and fish, but I wasn't feeling really great. So I recently made the decision for the month of February, I'm going back to just pure vegan. So tonight I wasn't cleansing today, but I'm going to be actually doing a very deep cleanse coming up starting this weekend. And so I have a piscilla pepper stuffed with a bunch of beans. Then I had made this cashew cheese out of soaked cashews, some olive oil, some roasted organic garlic, and some nutritional yeast, baked it all in the oven. It's so delicious. So that's what I had today for my dinner. And you know, I'm not saying you might want to look like me or whatever, but I'm just giving you guys some different options. And BuzzFeed is one of my favorite websites. If you go BuzzFeed vegan recipes or BuzzFeed healthy recipes with chicken, they're going to come up with a lot of best recipes. And there's a Canadian website for those of you who are more plant-based called OSheGlows.com. If someone wants to type it in the chat box or I count in a minute. And this girl, Angela, has, you know, just hundreds and hundreds of recipes. Everything I've made from there is amazing. So using your isogenics having, you know, your two shakes or Jason doing 3 to 4, if you're going for that, you know, really lean cut look, having your two meals, and then having some snacks in between. As Kathy Savage said 4 weeks ago when she was here, I've never seen anyone get fat eating fruits and vegetables. And people say, well, how many fruits and vegetables should I eat? Like, as many as you want, just don't eat the Doritos and don't eat the pizza and things like that. And, you know, it's very important too. I studied the work of Tudor Bomba. Dr. Tudor Bomba was, when I was in Toronto, we were looking at protein periodization back in the late 90s. And one of the things that Dr. Bomba talked about was having the cheat meal once a week. So do take once a week and have the pizza if you want it, or have the cheesecake if you want it. It's actually very healthy for mindset, but also to boost the metabolism. So Paul, that's what I've got to say about healthy eating. Hopefully there's some good tips there.
I'm going to actually have to go off to give you a couple of things that you made a couple of amazing statements. One was 30 grams of fiber a day. So we now know from research that, first of all, humans can't digest fiber at all. It's always digested by your probiotic bacteria. The ones that are associated with weight loss, the ones that are prominent in those that have lean body mass, are the ones that love fiber. The ones that are associated with those with large body mass, which is more of fat, and muscle, are the ones that love carbs and the ones he was talking about, the starchy carbs and sugar. So the point Susan was making is the more fiber you eat, you're actually feeding the bacteria that make you thin. You can read about this. This is in the latest book from David Perlmutter. But it's very interesting. So that was the first point, which I thought was fantastic. And the second thing was, you were saying, is you eat them throughout the day. We're both in agreement. You've got to snack on this through the day. When, instead of reaching for something you don't like, if you need some sugar, go for an orange, go for an apple, go for a banana, and just get into the habit. So love that.
Thanks, Paul. And I will throw in there too, the Isogenix dairy-free bars have anywhere between 8 and 10 grams of healthy fiber. And this is something, I will quote the World Health Organization, not making a claim, but the World Health Organization states that getting the adequate amount of fiber could actually mitigate a lot of illnesses that are related to lack of fiber. So, you know, colorectal challenges and so on. So a great, easy way to get your fiber, gluten-free way, are the dairy-free bars and also the fiber snacks. So if you're tending towards vegan, vegetarian, or even if you're not, have those dairy-free bars. If you do well with whey protein, then have the fiber snacks. But Isogenix does put a lot of fiber into its shakes. So most people who are on Isogenix are getting the adequate amount of fiber. If you are obese, and I learned this from a gastroenterologist, so if you are, 50, 60 pounds over a healthy weight, you actually need more than 30 grams of fiber. You need to probably have 40 to 50 grams of fiber. Your intestinal tract is over 75 feet long, and the fiber has got to push all of that out. And when you have a lot of visceral fat, it compresses the intestines, the digestive system. And so all of the waste material has a hard time moving, and when you're carrying the extra weight, your body has the tendency to put on fat. So lots of fiber talk here, and of course, things like IsoComfort are great, but it isn't fiber. You need physical fiber to scrub out all of that junk in your body, and the average human being is carrying between 5 to 35 pounds of their actual weight is human waste, and the best way to get that out is through fiber. So, long lecture on fiber. Let's talk about exercise, Paul.
So, it was, again, interesting that Jason had selected HIIT. So, Susan and I, and I'm a lot older than Susan, we were taught cardio was the way to lose weight. And it turns out it's not. I mean, they use cardio for fitness and other things, but it's not for weight loss. The way to lose weight is high-intensity weight training or interval training. And both of those put up your growth hormone enormously. Higher resistance training means you lift heavy weights once or twice a week. Lovely book called The Body by Science by Dr. Douglas McGuff and John Little, another Canadian from, I think he's from Bracebridge. So you got to do the heavy resistance training. And it's not going to the gym and doing weird exercises and looking like a chicken or a rooster with your head cut off. That's something different. That's balance. That's other things. But you actually have to lift heavy weights and progress week to week. Now, some people don't like doing that or their joints aren't up to it. You can do it super slow. And if you're still not, interval training does almost as much. So I would definitely pick one or both. A lot of our athletes, we get them to do high resistance training and then they do two or three sessions of interval training. And that combination gives them a lot of growth hormone stimulation, which is what we want. We want exercise that's going to stimulate your growth hormone. Your turn.
Thank you. I was just muting out some of the background noise and answering questions. So let's talk about fitting the exercise in. So I'm a mom, Jason's a dad, and we wake up early. So, you know, I always used to train my clients in Toronto that if you didn't get it in early, if you have a family, it's not likely to happen. So what, you know, Dr. Renata Biondich, who trains for us all the time, beautiful team success lady, when she first did her first Isobody with the little kids at home and her job, she literally worked out for 10 minutes a day. And she did 10 minutes of HIIT training, high intensity interval training. Think, you know, jump squats, push-ups. You can do it all body weight exercises. You can go on YouTube and find amazing videos. And that's what she did. And then she followed the program and she took a cheat day once a week and she transformed her body. It was like the body fat just melted off of her. So we used to believe that it was quantity over quality. And now we understand that it is really quality. So I want to share with you what a balanced workout program looks like. And this is, if you're training for something specific, this isn't for you, but for the average person. So just follow the 2-2-2 principle. So twice a week, you want to do something that is going to have some stretching, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, something like that, that is very gentle for your body. It's going to relax you. I like to do hot yoga. I love it. It's not that relaxing and it actually combines high intensity interval training. Yesterday I was doing my hot yoga and my heart was like racing during some of the poses because they're challenging. Your heart rate goes up. Two times a week, you would like to do some cardio. It's so good for your heart, and especially after the age of 45. So yesterday, Paul doesn't know this, but all of us, we went and did a family fun run, a 5K, and Chris came second in his age group. He's 47. He didn't even start running until his 30s, and he only ran because I liked it, so he wasn't even into it, but he came second in his age group. So he's walking around with his IHOP pancake 5K champion mug today, like he's so proud of that. And Emery ran a whole 5K at the age of 7. So we, for our family, a couple times a week, we make sure that we're all doing some form of cardio. Now, Chris and I do run every morning because it's not just for the cardio, it's for the stress relief. And then twice a week, you want to do something that has resistance training. So that could be weight training, it could be TRX training, it could be body weight resistance, but that's a healthy balance. And I recommend a minimum of 30 minutes. Oftentimes sitting is the new smoking. We're sitting a lot. Even today, you know, I was sitting and I was doing Zooms and calls and stuff like that. And I had 20 minutes and I said to Chris, hey, let's just go out for a walk and let's have our midday meeting, but let's go walk and do it. And I know in Canada, it isn't always that easy, but make sure if you are at home sitting a lot, that you do walk around, get moving, find a video on YouTube, something you can do, some gentle stretching. And even if you are sitting a lot, make sure you do, you know, your stretches, get moving. I recommend having a foam roller and all of those things. Dr. Rick Lee here taking serious notes. He went to high school with Dr. Paul, by the way, small world. And I know Dr. Rick as a chiropractor would also recommend the same. So that's what I wanted to say about exercise. If you follow the 2-2-2 rule, you're going to be balanced, you're going to be fit, and you're going to have that, you know, just beautiful, healthy body. If you want to train and take it to the next level, then like Jason, you're going to have to up it a notch for sure. All right, Paul, let's talk about this one. This is big because we can be exercising, we can be eating right, we can be doing all sorts of things, but if we're not managing our stress, that's a problem.
Yes, and apparently I had to put the title on this so they people knew what this was for. You know, especially up there, you know, you were talking about exercise as a Canadian. If, you know, it's cold out, just go shovel the snow. Come on now there, or chop some firewood. What I used to do up there was I used to see how fast I got a hand mower and saw how fast I could cut the lawn. And I would do all my home gardening maintenance, just how fast I could do it. Same sort of thing. I'm busy, then I'm out, and then I'm back in. Here, you're going to be frozen to the lake, unfortunately, right now. But the idea is you've got to take time out for yourself. The studies on this are extraordinary. Now, I've been doing this in my clinic since the 80s. We trained under John Kabat-Zinn, who brought in mindfulness into the world of health. But here's some facts. As we know, stress causes inflammation, which causes cortisol to skyrocket, growth hormone drops. You cannot get to your ideal weight. You cannot get to a healthy state if you have high levels of stress continually. And you have to do something to manage that. The first thing is you've got to carve out time for yourself. And whether that's going to be deep spiritual prayer, meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, it doesn't really matter, or mindfulness, whatever you're going to practice. We know from Dr. Henry Bentinel out of Massachusetts that if you do that for 15 minutes a day, in 30 days, you'll turn off 2,000 inflammatory genes. And that's the first time we've, as Susan said, we used to think longer, you had to meditate for an hour a day and it was hard for beginners. Turns out 15 minutes of quiet time has a massive impact. So that's on the stress management side. And I know Susan's probably going to comment, but we also have nutrition, which is the adaptogenic herb blends that comes from Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. And both of those are powerful in helping you manage your stress. They support your body under times of stress. So exercise by itself, then finding mindfulness daily, we know that has major impact. Getting your sleep and all those in combination are really starting to be the foundation of a very nice, healthy aging program. Mm-hmm. You're it.
Oh my gosh, 15 minutes a day will reduce 2,000 inflammatory genes.
30 days. Amazing. Henry's trying to get himself killed. Now he's trying to show that if you meditate, it lowers your blood pressure. Mm. Oh, that crazy guy.
And when I first was forced actually to learn how to teach meditation and mindfulness, it was back in the early 90s. And I was working at Kingston Pen for Men, but I was also teaching aerobics at the downtown workout in Kingston, Ontario. And my boss, Jocelyn, said to me, Susan, we don't have a yoga and mindfulness teacher. I need you to get trained in that and I need you to teach it. And I was like, no, I like cardio kickboxing. And, we were doing Taibo back in those days. All this stuff. I can't do that stuff. Are you kidding me? And anyway, I wanted the money and I was motivated. So I went and learned it. And I got to the point when I was living in Kingston, I would go and do workshops for the professors at Queen's University and teach mindfulness. And I loved it. And it was massive. And so my daily practice is I get up very early, as Paul knows, when he stays at my house, and Chris and I do meditate every morning, meditation prayer for 15 minutes, and that quiet time, breathing, checking in, just seeing, what's going on, and just having that stillness. And I know for many people, guided meditation is helpful. And that's why I do this. But I want to talk about products and buffering stress, as my friend Dr. Carolyn Turk talks about. So buffering stress, the Ageless Essentials with Isagenesis are powerful because, again, the adaptogenic herbs, even vitamin D3, which is in them, is powerful. And we'll get to that in a moment. Also, two antioxidants to deal with oxidative stress. And then Ionics. If someone is under a tremendous amount of stress, I recommend spreading the Ionics out throughout the day. So instead of having one serving, I would have two. I have had people have three or four for a period of time. If you're in Canada, one of the things I recommend, or any northern climate, is having the powder in the afternoon and mixing it up with warm water like a tea. Our cortisol levels begin to rise between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, and they peak between 2 and 4 in the morning. So if you're under a tremendous amount of stress, when I was practicing nutrition, I would say, do you wake up in the middle of the night? And if they said yes, I'd say, what time? And if it was between 2 and 4 in the morning, I knew we were having some cortisol challenges. So what I recommend is some Ionics first thing in the morning, Ionics mid-afternoon, and then if you're feeling like you still need it, you can make an Ionics tea. And actually, that's what I'll be having after I get off this call. I love to have an Ionics tea mid-afternoon or later on in the evening, which is phenomenal. And if you're in the United States, I recommend the John Gray Minerals. They are incredible. They have lithium orotate, which is not the pharmaceutical lithium. That is the natural lithium ion, and they're amazing for men and for women. And then then our shakes, the Isolene, Isolene Pro, Isopro, they're very high in tryptophan. Tryptophan is that amino acid we associate with a turkey coma. You know, if you eat turkey at Christmas, Thanksgiving, you just feel so tired. Well, L-tryptophan isn't really about fatigue. It's about relaxation. You feel tired because you've eaten too much, but all the studies show that tryptophan is wonderful and very calming. So if you actually take the time, instead of gulping down your shake, to sit there and enjoy it, you probably have experienced a calming feeling after it. So those are some of my recommendations with regard to the products. And hopefully those are helpful. If you're learning something, let us know what it is and we'll go on to the next one. So let's talk about vitamin D and sun.
All right. So it turns out that vitamin D is essential for human health. Unfortunately, the more north we get, the story is you're supposed to be getting a tan in the summer, not burn, but a tan in the summer, storing up vitamin D3, and then you release it from the fat over the winter. If you're pale face like me, someone who's darker skin like Susan is actually supposed to be living in the tropics, running around in the thong all day, and then she'll make lots of vitamin D3. Most of us who live in the north, what happens though is we use sunscreen, and what happens over time is your vitamin D3 just gets lower and lower and lower. We now know that low levels of vitamin D3 are associated with all the major disease states. And just good brain health, good body health, immune system health are all associated with high, with the proper levels of D3. It's really easy. Go and get it tested. In Canada, you do have to pay for it, at least in Ontario. It's not, I don't think it's very much. I think it's $20 or something. Get it tested and then take enough to get it into the normal range. And same with Marin. Get tested, get into normal range. Most people are very low. And then they get scared because the units it's told is an international units. So most people we have found over the years need between 4,000 and 10,000 IUs a night. And everyone freaks out and goes, 10,000, that's crazy. 10,000 is 0.125 milligrams. When I change the milligrams, you go, oh, that's not too bad. It's less than one. Yes. But it's so individual. Get tested. Take it. And now, if you're in a sunshine state or you're in a place where you get a lot of sun, you don't want to burn, but you want, just want to get a nice light tan, on Susan's case, a darker, prettier tan. And then you want to carry that tan as much as you can throughout the year, and that's fine. That maybe give you enough D3, but essential for health.
Thanks so much, Paul. And it's also, I used to teach my clients, it was cyclical, right? And you should actually get tested for that. Speak to your practitioner about that. But if you're in northern climates and you're not getting a lot of sunlight, you know, Renee's in Pennsylvania, Harvey's in Vancouver, then you may want to consider having an increased amount in the winter, but in the summer, you might not need as much. So D3, obviously we have vitamin D3 in our ageless essentials with Isogenesis. And, you know, again, it's something that I recommend you do get tested for. So you, yes, there is D3 in our cytoactives, as they're not called. But anyway, you really have to, it is personal. And to give you an example, when I moved to Arizona, I thought, oh, my D3 levels are going to be so high, but they weren't. And so I have to take a minimum of 10,000 IU a day with, you know, living here because of the color of my skin. So if you are like me and darker skinned, you might even need more. But again, do work with your doctor on that one. All right, let's talk about the ideal weight, Paul. I mean, there's this whole concept of, you know, skinny versus, you know, what's healthy. And then there are people out there who are really quite over a healthy weight, saying, you know, you're body shaming me if you're telling me I'm not healthy. But Paul, how do you want to frame this in? How do we know what our ideal body weight is?
Well, you know, it's kind of obvious if you look at some of these pictures what your ideal body weight should be. But generally for women, it's around 20% to 25%, and men it's 10 to 15 on average. And now some, if you can get a little below that, I mean, Jason's obviously lower than that. But you want to work is to stay within those kind of parameters. We do know that especially as you hit 40, lean body mass drops a half a pound to a pound a year as you age. We also know serial dieting, what happens is people tend to lose the weight, gain it back, even if they're not heavier. One third of the weight loss was muscle and bone. So they're much fatter than when they started. That's the problem with dieting, especially low-calorie dieting. If you're not getting enough the right nutrition, you're going to actually just burn off your lean body mass. If you're doing cleansing or fasting for more than 2 days, you go into a very catabolic state and you start sucking off muscle mass and bone. So I just had a friend finish the 7-day class, a cleanse, and she said, I lost 10 to 12 pounds. Yeah, you lost 10 to 12 pounds, but you didn't lose that much fat, but you lost a good 2 or 3 pounds of muscle and bone. And if they keep doing this, they're going to get, in other words, the body weight isn't changing, but the composition is getting so that they're much higher fat. So, and athletes, so that's the sort of the average population. The athletes, same, again, you want to get to your ideal body weight where you're the fastest, you're the leanest, you've got the right amount of muscle mass for your sport or whatever you're doing. And again, so to get to the right levels is really important. What I like is Dr. Paul Tu from Skidmore just finished two studies that are really relevant. One is he looked at the average person losing weight for a year on the isogenics. So they had them do a 30-day and then they went into maintenance. And what they showed over the year was their body weight didn't really change a whole lot after they lost the initial amount that most of them were aiming for. But in fact, they got much leaner. So they started gaining more lean body mass and their fat started to go down, but their weight stayed the same. And that was the whole point. And he was shocked. I mean, he was on stage. He was like a little kid. He was jumping up and down for a scientist. Yeah, because you never see that. When you reduce calories and you're able to raise lean body mass, it's very rare. It means that you're in something called positive nitrogen balance or positive anabolic balance. That means that hormonally that your growth hormone is in the right level and your cortisol is down. So he was shocked. And he was amazed. And that was the result of isogenics. So it didn't matter. And then he did the same thing with athletes. He found that when they worked out and they added isogenics, she was asking this question at the beginning, did isogenics make a difference? It did in those athletes. In other words, their body composition changed. They became leaner, but they were also much stronger because they had a little less fat and a little more lean body mass. They didn't have to change weight a whole lot, but they changed composition. So that's what ideal body weight, at least from my perspective, is about.
Thanks so much, Paul. And we're at the bottom of the hour, but I just want to give a couple of quick tips. So if you've reached a plateau or you're struggling, really and truly, isogenics is the great equalizer, right? So when we cleanse the body, I really want to, you know, have people avoid isogenics for weight loss. I like to say this, isogenics helps the body do what it needs to do. So what does your body need to do? You have an ideal set point weight that is optimally healthy for your body. One of my friends, Ashley York, she's a bikini model, gorgeous. You know, she was doing a training one night and she said, look, I weigh 150 pounds, but she's like a size 2-4, but she's so lean and she has so much muscle. Her body fat, I think, is like 13-12%. She eats like 5-6 times a day, but you know, she weighs 150 and a lot of women are like, oh, 150, but that on her, she's super lean. And it's, and you know, so you have your bone density is going to factor into your weight, your muscle mass, that kind of thing. And that's why Paul focuses on body fat. And so do I. So if you've reached a plateau, it could be one of a few things. You've heard sleep, mindfulness, all those things. I find if people reach a plateau, they start sleeping, they're doing their meditation, they're taking their products correctly. We usually beat the plateau. But if you've reached a plateau, it could also be because you're not eating enough. And for one of you who I did some consulting with, you know, you weren't eating enough. And so we actually had to up the shakes, up the food, up the frequency, and then the weight started to just melt off, right? So again, there are different reasons why we reach plateaus and getting to our healthy body weight, like Jason illustrated, just comes over time, right? All right, Paul, last one. Let's talk about cravings.
All right, so part of this program is that a lot of people come into this are quite toxic. The brain is not happy. It hasn't had enough vitamins and minerals. They've been eating the wrong things. They may have had bad habits, whether that's smoking, drinking coffee, going to Tim Hortons and snorting down donuts, whatever it is, full of trans fat, highly toxic fat and chemicals in their body. The average person walks around with 167 deadly toxins. And the problem is you have cravings because your neurotransmitters are so low. So if we move to the next slide, Susan, I'll just go through these quickly so we can get to the end here. So this is why Isolite was put together. Isolite was created so that we could give the brain the nutrients it needs to tickle it and make it happy to help curb those cravings, basically to lose weight. Next slide, please. This is the extra flavors. I know you're really excited about all this, especially the salted caramel. We have more flavors coming. I can't tell you because Susan will kill me. Next slide, please. And this is really tells it all, right? Your brain loves isolate. Yeah, it's not because it's just the chocolate. Yeah, we use the best chocolate, Belgian chocolate. No, it's the nutrients. The nutrient mix took us 5 years to figure out how to tickle the brain to make it happen. Next slide, please. And the whole point was, as Jason talked about, Susan talked about, cleansing is part of this. Cleansing is part of resetting the body. It's also supporting those toxins and getting them out of the body, supporting the body during detox. And isolite was added so that you can have easier and fun cleanse days to help you get through. And it's been very successful. It's so successful, next slide, please, that Lynn Hagedorn says, friends don't let friends cleanse without ice of delight. And apparently some people are, strangely. So imagine that. You're cleansing on a great day, and poor Judy, who didn't buy it, is sitting there suffering and quits. So we're going to give you a little data about that shortly. But friends don't let friends cleanse without ice of delight. We're going to talk about success.
Why are you still awake?
Oh, next slide, please. Susan? No, are we stuck? Okay, well, we'll also use ice delight on shake days. And again, the idea is to curb those cravings on shake days to try and keep you doing better selection. The little reptilian brain is going to go carb seeking. It's going to look for trans fat, interesterified fats, toxic foods, especially if you've been done it before. And we're trying to retrain the brain and the body to make better choices. So that's what we use the ice and the light for. How many can you take on a cleanse day? How many you need to get through the cleanse day? And ideally, as Jason says, 2 cleanse days give you even deeper cleansing. And then use the minimum you need. So over time, if you need less, take less. Most people only end up using 1 to 4. Occasionally, people use more. Not anyone on the call, other than Susan. And using ice and the light really helps people get through that cleanse. And that's one of the number one reasons people quit in the first 30 days. And I'm just going to give you sort of some pointers. If you want to give people the highest chance of success on this program, they've got to be able to get through the first day of cleanse. And as Jason said, they have to have goal setting. So if you want to, so this is make them twice as likely to stay on, because they're going to have twice the retention. They're going to spend 3 times as much BV. They're going to have much better results if you do 3 things. Here's the 3 things. Sign them up for Isobody. It turns out that that makes a huge difference. And the reason is, as Jason was saying, and you're doing it sequentially, like Susan recommends, is there's always a goal in front of you. So having that's number one. Number two is you've got to support people during the change. So whether that is you have to call them for the first 7 days, you text them, whatever you're going to do, you've got to stay in contact the first 7 days and weekly thereafter. We know it has a huge impact. And the final thing that you can do to really get people to have a tremendous result is add ice delight in. So Isobody, support them during the cleanse. Those are the first cleanse, and as they're going along on their journey, and then ice delight. If you do those 3 things, we know statistically that they're twice as likely to stay on the program. And they're actually going to buy a lot more product. And by doing that, they're going to be much more successful. Okay, I knew those slides, Susan. No problem.
There you go. Well, thanks so much, Paul. And I know we've gone past the bottom of the hour, guys, but if you learned something, say yes in the chat box. And I want you to think about this. Whatever you learned, how can you share that with the people that you care about? And even just as you're sharing Isagenix, to be able to say, you know, I was part of this amazing training, and Isagenix is really about total lifestyle, and I want to help you. You know, let's help you getting more sleep. Let's help you buffering the stress. Let's help you get to your healthy body weight. That's what makes a huge difference. So Paul, I cannot thank you enough for being here. I know you're going to be in Canada for Raw KO, as Jason called it. And then Paul is also going to be here in Phoenix on the 18th of February with myself and Ice Junk Millionaires Wendy Wongren and Luna Pang. So do check that out. It's called isasupersaturday.com. isasupersaturday.com is going to be awesome. And a special shout out to all of the health practitioners who joined tonight and took a lot of notes. And I think it's always great to get trained by your peers and to learn things that you can take into your practice. So thanks again, Paul. And thanks, Jason. And thanks, Kevin, for hosting. God bless everyone. Good night. And we'll be back here next Monday. Goodbye, everybody.